Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we have some very interesting readings, and I want you to listen. Well, we always have interesting readings, but there's some particular ways that I want you to pay attention to this. It's a long first reading. I'm going to read it, and then I'll make some comments about it. The first is taken from the book of Judges, chapter 6, verses 11 to 24. The angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to save it from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "The Lord is with you, O champion." Gideon said to him, "My Lord, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are his wondrous deeds of which our fathers told us when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' For now the Lord has abandoned us, has delivered us into the power of Midian." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go with the strength you have and save Israel from the power of the Midians. It is I who send you." But Gideon answered him, "Please, my Lord, how can I save Israel? My family is the lowliest in Manasseh, and I am the most insignificant in my father's house." "I shall be with you," the Lord said to him, "and you will cut down Midian to the last man." Gideon answered him, "If I find favor with you, give me a sign that you are speaking with me. Do not depart from here, I pray you, until I come back to you and bring out my offering and set it before you." He answered, "I will await your return." So Gideon went off and prepared a kid and a measure of flour in the form of unleavened cakes. And putting the meat in a basket and the broth in a pot, he brought them out to him under the terebinth and presented them. The angel of God said to him, "Take the meat and unleavened cakes and lay them on this rock. Then pour out the broth." When he had done so, the angel of the Lord stretched out the tip of the staff he held and touched the meat and unleavened cakes. Thereupon a fire came up from the rock that consumed the meat and unleavened cakes, and the angel of the Lord disappeared from sight. Gideon, now aware that it had been the angel of the Lord, said, "Alas, Lord God, that I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." The Lord answered him, "Be calm. Do not fear. You shall not die." So Gideon built there an altar to the Lord and called it Yahweh Shalom. Brothers and sisters, that's one of those remarkable stories in Scripture of the Lord speaking to a person. And We don't know the whole picture, but the angel is coming to help him. And he says, "Be calm, do not fear, you shall not die." So there in the midst of his enemies, he's told he will not die. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. We speak of war so much. We speak of, oh, this has to happen or that has to happen. Let's get rid of this. Let's do that. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. We need to learn how to do that. And we can only learn how to do that by daily prayer, listening to the Lord, following him, reading the scripture, doing what he asks, and then we bring true peace to his people. Take time. Take time to be with the Lord. Become, as we all are, true servants of the Lord. To the Father, we are his sons and daughters. They will care for us. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. "I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace to his people and to his faithful ones and to those who put in him their hope. Kindness and truth shall meet. justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him, and salvation along the way of his steps. God speaks of peace to his people. Are we participating in that? Are we seeking to bring peace where we go? God will bless us and inspire us. But are we willing to be messengers of peace, of kindness, instead of lying, instead of gossiping, instead of putting other people down? Can we not become disciples of peace, of truth? The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him, and salvation along the way of his steps. Let us follow the Lord. Step by step, let's follow him. For he knows us, and he knows what we need, but he wants to use us also to bring peace to others. Put aside the arguments and the bitter conversations. You can speak the truth, yes, but then don't harp on it. Speak on it and ask what you should do. Ask the Lord, what should I do? Not what I'm going to do. I don't get to take care of him. No, go to the Lord and say, Lord, tell me what to do. Help me. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, verses 23 to 30, says this, Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Because when you're rich, it's all me, it's mine, it's what I have. I've seen some wealthy people give so much to the poor. Do you? If you are wealthy, do you give to the poor? Do you meet the needs of others? Please, brothers and sisters, if God has allowed that you be wealthy, please think about the poor. Please. Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle, which is kind of impossible. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, Who then could be saved? We're all looking to get something. And Jesus looked at them and said, For men, this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible. And then Peter said to him in reply, We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us? And Jesus said to them, Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses, or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands, for the sake of my name, will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. We may be very poor in the eyes of this world. We may have nothing. We don't have the means to give to another. We can pray for others. We can pray for others. Turn to a neighbor who needs maybe some milk. Can you afford to give them some milk, even if that milk is only a glassful? Can the poor share with the poor? If you are rich, and have much. If you are rich and have much, brothers and sisters, please give away. Reach the lives of other people who are so much in need. Look around you, even in your own neighborhood, Lord. Even if it is in your own neighborhood, look around for someone, please. Even if you say, I don't have much, but I can share this with you, or I can share that with you. Brothers and sisters, God will reward you more than 100-fold when you see him face to face in heaven. Claude de Colombier was a French Jesuit priest, and he writes this, My adorable Redeemer, I give and consecrate myself to your Sacred Heart in the fullest and most complete way of which I am capable. I have, as it were, nailed myself to your cross. I acknowledge that the yoke of your holy service is neither heavy nor burdensome, and that I am not weighed down by my bonds. So far am I from wishing to be released from them that I would wish to multiply them and fasten the knots more closely. Therefore, I embrace the beloved cross of my vocation and will bear it unto death. It shall be all my joy, my glory, my delight. God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me and I to the world. God forbid that I should ever have any other treasure than his poverty, any other joys than his sufferings, any other love than himself. My dearest Savior, I will never abandon you. I will cling to none except you. The narrowest paths of the perfect life to which I am called have no terrors for me, since you are my light and my strength. I hope, therefore, O my Lord, that you will make me firm to resist all temptations and victorious over the attacks of my enemies, and that you will stretch out over me your hand, which has already bestowed so many favors upon me, so that I may be yet further enriched by your blood, by your wounds, and by your Sacred Heart, I implore you. Brothers and sisters, he knew how to give his life to the Lord and not count wealth as the highest thing in life. Of course you need money to educate your children, to raise them, of course. You need to help your wife, your husband. Yes, of course. I'm not saying you should give away everything. But take a look, brothers and sisters, at what you do with the money you have. Start out with a dollar or two. Instead of using it for something you want, give it to someone who is poor. Brothers and sisters, God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.